wife told me, see, I told you I don't want you to have an electric bike. You see, it's dangerous. Anyways, any bike, you're supposed to wear a helmet.
Yeah.
It would have saved him a lot of...
You want to wear a helmet?
No, otherwise maybe just his face will be smashed, not his head. Mm-hmm. Any bike, you should wear a helmet. In any case. And these electric bikes, they're not so...
They're not as stable as the
electric
bikes.
They might go much faster. Shem Yazor, Shem Yazor! רפואה שלמה, מרדכי אשר בן אביבה. רפואה שלמה בקרוב. And if it's, you know, it's a little stimulant for us to do tshuva, because when something happens close, it's a stimulant. So we thank Hashem. See how we get the tshuva. Maybe we have to smile more.
What I realize is we're so close to Shavuos and Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, and Rosh Chodesh.
Conscious?
Yeah. Yeah, I spoke with him. I've been to speak with him. Right, yeah. Can't see so. So, we know that the halacha, the Rosh Hashanah, it's a minag, not halacha, a minag. That person should be used to. They're saying Yiratzon and all kinds of certain fruit which are good siman for a good year. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Therefore certain things we don't eat. For example, we don't eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah. It goes. Why? Because it goes. Saying Gimatia is chet, as sin. We don't eat the minhag is not to eat chalif. Sharp things. Why? Because you should have a sweet year, not a chalif year.
Not eating fish?
As a siman.
No, we eat fish
as a siman. Hmm? No, we eat fish as a siman. But some people say not, because when you're fighting, because it's dog, the
aga.
Ah, okay. But some people, other, but they do fish, because they say, okay. So, the point is that we do simanim tovim. The problem is, sometimes, some things you don't know how to check. Or you don't know if they're checked. You're in Uma now, and people brought all kinds of things from home. Now you're sitting here, eat with us, and now he has this thing which is problematic. And you don't know if you can eat it or not. You don't know if the person checked. You don't know if you trust him. You don't know if so you could say the Yiratzon was all about eating it. It has nothing to do with the eating. The Siman HaTav also to eat, but if you're not sure, so you could say Yiratzon without eating it. I don't know what. Yiratzon is a prayer. It's not the brocha now on the food that you must eat it. Okay? Anyway, there's certain things that we're supposed to, just to check. Let's see. We're going to go through the simanim. So, siman we eat is for a siman. We eat tamar. We eat dates. Right? Dates. And the minhag usually then, at least here in Eretz Yisrael, we eat fresh dates for Rosh Hashanah. That's the season when they come out fresh. And if they're not soft, put them in the freezer for 24 hours, take them out and they'll be soft. And sweet. And you don't have to check them at all. Fresh dates, you don't check. I mean, if you see a problem, they'll check, but you don't have to open them or anything. You just eat them straight and vaya.
So what's this about putting in the freezer?
It's not a stamp. If it's hard and you want to be soft for Rosh Hashanah, put it in the freezer. Freeze them and take them back out and they become soft. Something breaks up in there by the freezing and it becomes soft. Mm-hmm. but if you have, and if you don't have a fresh fig, you have only dry fig. Fresh dates, you have only dry dates like we have all during the year. And now it's the Hashem is full of dry dates. A lot to grow here down in the Bika, a lot, Irat Marim, Yericho, along in Bet She'an, the whole Bikat HaYarden is full of beautiful, beautiful dates. One of the Shivat HaMinim. And they're really nice here, the dates. In any case, you need to check them. How do you check them? Yeah, you open it in half. Better to open it with a knife if you have one. You take out the pit and you look inside and outside, both the inside and the outside. If you look, if there's a you look, but you have to look in the light. Because not in the light, so the whole thing looks dark, and you won't see if there's anything dark on it. But if you look in the light, it becomes see-through. And you can see, sometimes you're seeing between the peel, small peel, a very thin peel, between the peel and the fruit, sometimes there's the little bugs, black ones. And in the inside, sometimes either there's black bugs or worms.
No.
Or there might be the egg with a little white spot.
A little white spot, also, right.
What about processed dates, such as date bars,
okay.
Date spread?
Yeah, it's bad.
That you...
So, date spread, b'chizkat naki. You know why?
Because you bound it up.
Exactly. And you didn't do it. Right. So, it's muta. Date...
It's been already squished a bit.
So he says here, tmarim meruchim, sometimes they take out the inside and they just put them all in a vacuum pack. That's kind of hard to check them. It's not impossible. And there could be their bugs, they're not eaten.
But you, it's like a...
depends on how squished together they are.
Yeah, and if you're able to take them apart and open each one and look, it's fine.
It's like a spread, in a way. It's like a vacuum pack.
Those are problematic to check. Unless you have a good actual would tell you that they were checked or something like that. Otherwise, they're problematic.
Now, what about date bars?
What are date bars?
It's a bar with covered in...
Ah, no,
nuts.
You have to have a good extra in this.
Or fig Newton.
That's a good extra.
Where his...
You have to get good extra. My wife makes these things at home. With Rice Krispies and dates. She checks them. So it's 15 dates. So she checks 15 dates. So what? So it takes a 10 minutes, doesn't it?
So if it has a good extra on it, we don't have to worry.
Right. Right. If not, you have to worry.
What if it has an American hexer?
I don't know anything
about American hexer.
American garbage. Right? Just American. I don't know. I don't know about anything about American hexers. I know only here that's ask a mumche. Even Rav Ohad, I asked him about chutzlaret hexers. Unless he knows them, then he'll tell me. If he doesn't know, he says, I don't know anything about this hexer. Maybe they're good. Maybe not. And that's why it's Baki, knows all the hechshers here. I know there's a lot of hechshers that the OU gives the hechsher, and good hechshers in Israel don't give them the hechsher.
OU depends on if the factory is near a Haredi neighborhood or not.
Yeah, so then it depends on the Mashgiach, did he come, or who is the Mashgiach, or Kule.
Yeah.
Rimon!
Okay, is decent.
You know, how do you know?
I've been keeping tabs
on
it.
Now, let me use
that. Cup K is decent in many things.
Star K.
Triangle
K. How's it called?
Triangle K is not a heavy force.
Triangle K is conservative.
Star K is not what it used to be.
Excuse me. Very careful. Very careful what you're saying, because that's on tape, too.
I've seen what
Starkey's
done.
Starkey's Baltimore, that's very sharp.
I didn't know, yeah, you have to check
it. I know Starkey giving a hefshu to things without the mashgiach there.
I've never heard of anybody ever question Starkey in my life except you. For the last 12 years.
No idea.
Never, ever.
I need to have a visit.
You love to talk, we don't like to listen.
Huh?
You got a problem.
I need no idea. I don't know what's a good hefshu, not a good hefshu.
I don't have a problem.
I'm back there. Rimonim. You don't know how to
listen. Rimonim. If you buy Rimonim, Rimonim is pomegranate.
Like the outside?
Yeah. Also, when you open it, sometimes there's a soft part and there's worms. They're white, little white worms. They're drowned with white worms. And you have to just take off that piece where there's worms. Sometimes it's inside, and it's usually close to the, not in the middle, usually it's in the, close to the peel. Okay? And then you take off that part and then you can eat the rest. Tapuach. Tapuach is a labaya. Yeah?
Talking about potato or an
apple? Apple. Stan tapuach is an apple eggs. Right. Yeah. Tapuach eggs. You look on the outside if there's any holes. It's good to open them up to break into quarters. Surprises. Right. A lot of times it's surprising. You know the joke, what's worse than finding a worm? Finding half a worm. Yeah. It's only half, not the oita. What's a car?
It's that torque thing.
So anyway, he says here it's not problematic at all. Geza, we said already, Geza, not a problem at all. You could see if there's any mechilot in there. Geza, you know what Geza is, right?
Carrots.
Yeah, yafe meod, kol hakavod. How many years are you? Rashem, Rashem.
My Hebrew is getting worse, not that.
No, it's not. Here, you know what carrot is, Geza. So, people eat silka, which is tered. Tered is papaya. You know what papaya used to eat? Yofi. So spinach is problematic. So if you do want to eat the spinach,
I'm confused. What's in the spinach?
Some of the Sephardim usually eat it as a set of. You see, in the cold countries in Europe, yeah, they didn't have silka, so they used selek as silka beets. They used
right.
So that's how they grow in cold countries. Yofi. In Arab countries, well, it's not cold, so they don't grow selek. So what do they grow? They go silka, which is tered, they call it, which is leaves. A lot of leaves grow in the Arab countries. Here in El Tzor, we have it all. Okay? But in any case.
So, do we do both?
You could do whatever you want. It's just minagim, and I'm just going through the halachas of worms. Exactly, that's what I care about. Wega. So, you take spinach, and it's some. You should know when you eat, if you're buying fresh spinach, it's not bug this. It's very problematic eating the leaves.
Where can you find fresh spinach? No, it's really important because my wife constantly is looking for fresh spinach.
Usually, they buy only frozen spinach.
We can't even find frozen spinach.
Oh, they have.
Well, they have organic spinach and stuff. I know people buy it, but you have to check it.
Yeah, it's automatic to check it.
I mean, can you get it?
But if you want to get it for the, I don't know. Okay. The mice, can. It's problematic to check it. Very problematic. And if someone wants, come over to me later and explain to you. What you could eat easily is the middle, the stem. Take off the green, look at the stem and there's no petals in them, and then you can eat it.
It's something like spinach where it's hard to check. We just rely, like, for example, people buying spinach for records in the shop, we just accept that they all, the person shouldn't do that.
They didn't buy fresh, they bought frozen from
we don't know what they bought.
If the place has a badat, so a good hefsher,
then you can just.
You can assume, not assume, you know. That they got their spinach from those expensive packages which cost $30 a kilo. That's why you pay $3 per kilo, yeah? You have a question, Ella?
No, I just, something numerous.
Machavot, we need to laugh a little bit.
The person, the cartoon character, and we associate with spinach is called Popeye.
Yeah, Popeye.
The other man. So there was an artist who did a metal sculpture. Painted it, it's very pretty.
A Popeye?
Popeye.
With
the whole, it sold for $28 million to a Jewish man.
Who was it, Andy Warhol?
No, Steve Wynn bought it.
No, the artist.
I don't know who the artist was.
I think it was Andy Warhol.
Dope. I guess you go there. Anyone, if he has an extra million, and want to buy a house in Yerushalayim, only $1 million, any more than that. $1 million, okay.
So what should we do? Help the yeshiva or buy a house in Yerushalayim?
I need a house right now.
Someone.
I own an apartment, but it's not Yerushalayim, and I don't live in it. I live in the paper. So, Vesedel.
I'm
a bike. What? Not a bike?
I'm
on
a bike.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Wear a helmet. Wear. You can buy somewhere enough to you.
No, it's not here. It's in America.
Yeah, you got a bike here. You ship a bike to you.
Okay.
Fighter. Kalti. You know what Kalti is? Kalti is in Hebrew is another name for this.
It's also that. Round
one
was always an apple,
that one? No. It's long.
Leek
in English. Okay, leeks are problematic. It's like an onion. It has a little bit of flavor of an onion. Yeah?
Slice the same.
Well, exactly. You do what you do with scallions. You have to soak them in water. Look at each one if there's no
tunnels,
and then you can eat it. Wash it well. So. Selek, red beet, red beet. You take off the top with the, you take off the top, Gitzu. After you cook it, you just slice it and look up, there's no white worms in there. If there's any problems, you'll see right away because it's a dark color and the bug is white. So it's okay. The game washed the tuna buiks. I'm not talking about anything about fish right now. Anything. Because this book is old and I don't know what goes on today. One thing is for sure. Fish calpion, carp, that they raise in ponds, you have to have only with a very good hechsher. A lot of foul worms, especially in the head, in the Rosh Hashanah we eat the head. Ashkenazim at least. No, you only buy with a good hechsher.
Also,
yeah, I'm not going into the fish.
What
about
an apple
worm?
So you're only dealing with three gazayas of spam.
Okay.
You know, with half a can of spam.
Honey. Ooh, here, it's a good thing. Honey doesn't need a hechsher if you know it's honey.
That's the big problem. That is a very, very big problem.
So if you go to a place, like where we were in Chile, in the little town, and the people that the farmers, cousin, and they have honey, they don't necessarily, I went, I saw they make it. So I know it's honey, we bought 5 kilos. Sweetest honey ever. Tastiest. It wasn't like hurting my teeth.
No,
anything to it, just like that.
There is a really big problem with baked petchers.
They put all kinds of sweeteners and all kinds of this, all kinds of that. The baya. They did a katava here in Israel. They found out a lot of the honey things are full of sugar, first of all. Yad Mordechai, they know there's nothing in it. Yad Mordechai, you know Yad Mordechai? There's a company, there's a little moshav. Yad Mordechai, near Ashdod, near Gadera, to this. And they make all kinds of good things, and they make honey. Anyways.
Also, we got some pieces of bees.
What?
Pieces of bees.
Pieces of bees in there, all kinds of things.
Be careful.
If you can buy with a hechsher, good. If you're in a place where there's no hechsher, so make sure you buy from a place
with a hechsher. If it has an eight of hechsher, or a hot food, and it's not a forgery, you know it's real honey. Others has opened fake honey.
There's a big problem with forgeries now.
Yeah. Especially since bees are dying all over the world, so there's a shortage of bees and there's a shortage of honey.
It has to do with GMOs, among other things.
It goes melech.
So we stop doing bees?
It goes melech is walnut. Walnut. Oh, there's a pack of it. I can even read it more or less.
1:43.
Yeah, I didn't see that close, but I can see it's around the 1:45. But I see there's about six mechogim.
Six mechogim. You don't see them all.
I see all six of them.
Three,
honestly,
there's 12.
No mechogim.
No, not these.
I see mechogim in English.
Hands
of the clock?
Yeah.
I see six.
There's three.
I know there's three and I see six. Okay.
I'm seeing things. It's a worm.
No, it's called it's in the Rogava. Everything is with next shadow, like something around it. Gido's another one. Any glasses, kids.
Double vision.
Yeah, what can I do?
Or is it astigmatism?
I can see more or less at times.
So when you're looking at the food and you see like two worms, it could be like one.
That close I can see. So, a goat's melech, a walnut.
So you look at your wife and you have a hair on it.
Ooh, you're not right. You're not right.
What's the hexer on the pot?
On the what?
How many chins do I have?
I look at my wife, they're fine. No, you have three eyes. A goat's melech. A goat's melech is a walnut. A walnut. Very easy to check. Supposed to check them, but you just look at them. There's be no webs. The webs, I mean, is a nagua. You don't need them. You see them?
Also keep walnuts in the refrigerator.
Good idea.
Because the oil gets rancid quickly.
What's it rancid? It's not meat. It's not meat.
It's
okay.
So in the
sh-
in the shark, when you see guys selling fish that are wearing keepers, you're reading the
keeper doesn't matter. It's
the tuna. I got no, no.
The tuna is like, what are you supposed to look for?
First of all, you have to know which fish you want. Yeah. Each fish, some fish are not problematic at all. Yeah? Tuna. Tuna is not problematic for worms.
It may glow in the dark.
Some fish are problematic for worms. Those which were not problematic for worms, you could buy also in a, with a guy that sells you.
No.
Okay?
Because our fish are look at tuna, they're not tuna.
You said though, you know that they are.
I mean,
fish which are problematic, you only have to, not good enough for stama tuda. You need tuda with a good hechsher. Not stama rabbanut hechsher, a good hechsher.
Is that a good salmon?
Salmon?
Yeah.
Depends where the salmon is from.
If it's from the Far East, then you have to worry about the additional things of plutonium.
So, but
you don't care about plutonium, you care about bugs.
But since I don't know too much about fish, that's why I told you I'm skipping this right now, because I don't know about it, so I don't want to say stop. That's why I told you in general, buy in a place with a good hechsher when you buy fish. So I don't know too much about fish. If you want, I'll ask Avohad.
We should do a trip to a fish store.
To give me the list, to give me all the newest things that he knows about the fish, and I can tell you what it says.
Do you want me to pull it out from Jerusalem?
How new is this?
And
what language is it in?
Hebrew.
In Hebrew?
Yeah.
I'll ask Avad. I want to see what he has from the Vad.
I mean, remember the things I printed out for you for checking for Bishvat?
I want to see what he has from the Kitsu. Okay, and also all the other shkedim, same idea. You look at them. There's no hole. There's no. You can eat them. Pecan. You know what pecan? You say pecan in English also.
Yeah.
Yofi. Same idea of how you look at them. Coconut is considered coconut.
Pistachio.
Olmatnagia. Okay. Olmatnagia. So pecan. We said that coconut is naki. Cheskat naki, you don't have to check it at all. Cashew, a lot of times they are
inhabited.
Not every time.
Only about 30%.
Not every bag. Some bag will be 100% clean. Mm-hmm. Some bag will be 100% infested. Problem is that when they're infested. Male, zevel. So the machloket that the poskim, how much do you have to check in order to consider the package clear?
If the package is clear, you can probably check on the bottom if there's no webbing.
No, the problem is not the webbing here. No. The problem is to get
inside.
Into it.
Oh, inside.
Sometimes it's little yellow. I saw it in my own eyes. A little yellow, a little white, a little dark. Okay, the dark one also sometimes. Yeah. It's very easy, but you just open them. But lemaise. Okay. I saw in some of the poskim that you'll check 10% and you're good with the bag. I asked also Rav Ohad, that's what he told me. If you take in your hand the bag, you take it to yeshiva, a bag, you might think you with some kashu, okay? So take 10% of that, you check that, open them, they're clean, good, you can eat the rest. That's what Rav Ohad told me also. Some people, but that say no, you check each and every one. So each one could do whatever.
We've had surprises, but not.
I try to check also each and every one if I can.
Yeah, that a pistachio.
It's very easy to open it. Yeah, opens up. You look at it. Yeah. Pistuk also. Pistachio also. Pistuk halabi.
Very, very important.
Besides opening it, you open it itself. Mm-hmm. Don't just pop them into your mouth.
Sharp knife. You pull it open.
It can be problematic. Since everyone's going in a few minutes, we're going to learn some with Shalom.
Hazelnuts are usually